any case, Wild of Bluegrass is based on old folk tunes. So we'd like to do an old folk song. This is at least as old as we are.
At least.
And, I believe the Carter family recorded this, and the Stanley Brothers. It's the East Virginia Blues.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what we got on the program next week.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think it's high time that we featured this guy playing the guitar. Because, you know, ever since we started playing bluegrass, there have been a lot of young kids come along. You raised a few, and I raised a few too. And man, these young kids can play circles around us. You know, of course, most of them want to become mandolin players. I understand that. And some want to play banjo and fiddle and dobro and lead guitar, but you know, there's not too many of them young kids that just want to lay down that good old solid bluegrass rhythm. And this guy is a master of it. Plus, all these great bluegrass rhythm guitar players, they invented these runs, man. They're like the connective tissue between the three chords, or two, and, you know, or one, that's right. And you know, some of these runs are real famous, like Lester Flatt's famous G run. It's like a Zen koan, you know. There's two notes, but put in the right place at the right time, and you just can't beat it. I should hope. You know? And of course, Red Smiley had a tremendous D run. Let me hear that. He was a Jimmy, and so are you. And Jimmy Martin, he had his own D run there. And come to think of it, Dell, all those guys had the runs. But anyhow, we have devised a piece to showcase Dell's abilities with the rhythm and the runs, and it's called the G-Run Blues. So,